Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Katie Bieber, and she is the executive director of Freedom Firm, and she's out in Denver, Colorado. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Well, one of the reasons we're visiting with you is that in August you're going to be in Atlantic, and we want to tell people why you're going to be here. So let's start with some background related to Freedom Firm and what it is you kind of do.
Sure. Freedom Firm is a nonprofit organization. We were started in 2006 by a married couple named Greg and Mala Malstead. They have been working in anti-trafficking work for about 15 years. And they started their work with IJM, which most people are familiar with. If you're not, it's International Justice Mission. They're a pretty big anti-trafficking nonprofit organization. And Greg and Mala started their Indian office. So they relocated their family to India 15 years ago to start anti-trafficking work in India. And the reason why they went to India is because India is one of the four largest countries for trafficking right now. So India makes up for approximately 25% of the trafficking victims that are globally sold. And so they really wanted to have an opportunity to make a really big impact in the anti-trafficking world. And so they relocated their family to India. And back in 2006, Greg and Mala really decided that they wanted to focus not only on rescuing girls, but really on restoring their lives. Okay. And that was something that IJM just wasn't prepared to do at the time.
Katie, we need to talk a little more about trafficking, anti-trafficking. Okay. Are we talking about children? Are we talking about people of all ages? Are we talking about just about women? Talk a little more about trafficking and what goes on in the world.
Absolutely. So trafficking is an issue that affects every single country in the world. It affects people in the U.S., and you could pick any country in the world, and you are going to find trafficking victims. And we define trafficking victims as people who are sold into prostitution against their will. So you can talk about adults who have been trafficked, but the majority of trafficking victims are going to be children. And the reason why is because they're easier to manipulate. They're easier to control, they're easier to sell. So, and there's a higher demand for them. So,
oh, sad. I mean, it's really sad to think about all that. And a lot of us would just, Katie, like to ignore all that. But as you said, it happens all over the world. And in fact, there was a case, I think, really close to home here. We, you know, we just don't think, well, oh, yeah, that happens in India. No, it happens all over the world. And talk a little bit about, in fact, it was just on the news here, I believe, last night, that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Katie, that many times it's parents who are selling their children to make money.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. It is true. Less in the U.S. In the U.S., more kidnapping or girls who are tricked by a boy that they think they're in love with. But globally, we see parents selling their children because poverty in other countries in the world is something that we aren't really used to here in the U.S. And so when it comes down to surviving, many parents are actually willing to sell their child, or they're tricked into selling their child, thinking that they're actually sending them to a good job in the city when really they're being trafficked. Okay. But we do see cases of parents who are just who know that their child's being sold into prostitution and they're willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure when the basic needs aren't being met, sometimes things happen that you just maybe can't understand when you've never been in that position where, you know, we may not have everything we want, but our basic needs are being met. So it's a little difficult to think about people who don't have those basic needs being met.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And
so we're talking about children, mostly children, but others also being sold for use, often prostitution. Does it also include maybe for work, or is it always prostitution?
So Freedom Firm doesn't focus on child labor, though it does happen. They are sold into child labor as well. But the majority of children, I'd say 80% or more, are actually sold into prostitution.
Okay.
That's where they can, quote-unquote, make the most money off of the children.
Sure.
And so we'll see more children wind up in a prostitution-type situation versus a working situation.
So some of the work you do, and we're going to talk about each one of these, but on your website talks about rescue, restore, defend. Let's talk first about rescue. That just seems almost insurmountable to me.
It is a pretty intimidating process. You know, when I just recently traveled to India in March of 2014, and I got a chance to kind of be overwhelmed by some of that process. You know, right now there's an estimated 500,000 children in India alone that are in the brothels. And so for Freedom Firm, what we have to do is when we're looking at rescue, we take it one child at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to just rescue one more child. Because it's one more child who's been saved and one less child in prostitution. And we really just try to partner with every organization that's in India to kind of help us rescue these children, because it's definitely not something that just one organization can tackle on its own.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about just one rescuing one child, and maybe we could turn that around and say one person who does something to help could also be really important. And they're going to come back to more of what you're doing. But I just, again, want to mention that you are going to be in Atlantic on August 1st and August 2nd so that people can get to know you and know more about this. And one of the things will be a social event on August 1st at Sweet Joy Shop. The other one will be a workshop at the E-Free Church on August 2nd. And we're going to be giving you more information about that later. But Katie, one of the reasons that I wanted to visit with you today is kind of get people thinking about what's going on here. So rescuing, as you say, a really, really important part of Freedom Firm. But what are some other things you do?
So I would say the biggest differentiator between Freedom Firm and other nonprofits is the restoration side of what we do. You know, we're an organization that's not just dedicated to rescuing young women and then checking the box and moving on. For us, it's a lifelong process to restore these girls and give them hope and give them a sense of identity. After being in a brothel for any amount of time, many of the girls believe that that's all that they're worth, that that's all that they deserve. And so for Freedom Firm, it's really about counseling them, about providing them with self-esteem and self-worth, giving them job training. We have a jewelry making business where we teach the girls how to make jewelry, and then they can learn that they are capable of earning a living in another industry aside from prostitution. And the reason why the restoration side of our work is so important is because we found that if you don't take the time to work with a girl and really kind of restore her identity, give her self-confidence and self-worth, you can rescue her and And despite the fact that you would think she would never want to go back to the brothel, she'll almost always go back.
Yeah, what are her choices? I mean,
yeah, exactly. And so we try very hard to make sure that the girls that we rescue don't return willingly to the brothel. You know, some girls may be re-trafficked because we are unable to get to them in time after they've been rescued.
Mm-hmm.
But any girls that we're actually able to work with and who aren't re-trafficked before we're able to kind of touch base with them and like put them into a good aftercare facility, we really try to make sure that they have everything that they need to make sure that they don't return to a life of prostitution.
Okay. So the third part then is defend. Give us just a bit of description.
So defend is our legal side of our operation. And we really do believe that this is the most effective way to fight trafficking. And that is to use the legal system in any country, we use it in India, to prosecute the brothel keepers, the traffickers, the pimps, anybody who's associated with trafficking and selling a girl who's under the age of 18. And the reason why we think that's so important is because when you prosecute them legally, it costs them a lot of money, they have to pay all the legal fees, and it also can cost them jail time, and it shuts down their brothel. And so what our goal is to make it so expensive and so not worthwhile that they aren't willing to traffic minors because the risk is too great.
Okay.
And that's what we feel like is one of the best ways to prevent trafficking in the future is to make it so hard or so expensive for these people who are willing to do that, that they're just not willing to do it anymore.
We've been visiting with Katie Bieber, and she is the executive director of Freedom Firm. She's going to be in Atlantic on August 1st and 2nd. We're going to be talking about that at another time to remind you about that. So we want to thank you very much, Katie Bieber, for visiting with us and looking forward to meeting you. And until next time, think about planning to learn more about trafficking.